Sota Pek Zayin Mishnah Zayin. Brachos Kohen Gadol Ketzad. This is the brachos that the Kohen Gadol would make after his avodah on Yom Kippur. Chazen HaKnesses Noitel Sefer Torah V'Noistin L'Roish HaKnesses. The Chazen HaKnesses, this is the Shamish. Tesis Yontif explains that the Chazen, he brings Sefer Chachmas Shlomo and Makis, that the Chazen is a lashon of Choza, to look out and see what's needed. So this is the Shamish, is always looking for the different needs of a shul. So the Chazan HaKnesses in the Har HaBayis, they had a Beis HaKnesses. And the person that was in charge of it, the Shamish, he took the Sefer Torah, V'nosna L'Rosh HaKnesses, and he gave it to the Rosh HaKnesses. That's the Gabbai in charge of everything, who gets the Aliyahs, who gets Maftar, who Davin, so on and so forth. So he was the higher authority. V'Rosh HaKnesses, Nosna L'Skan, and the Rosh HaKnesses gives it to the Skan Kohen Gadol. V'askan, Nosna L'Kohen Gadol, and the Skan now gives it to the Kohen Gadol. This handing off, going from one level to another level, is a procession of chashivas. The Kohen Gadol omed u'mekabel, and now the Kohen Gadol now stands up, and he's mekabel the Sefer Torah, v'karei omed, and he reads it standing. So it sounds like before this he was sitting. So the Rav points out that it must be that he's in the Ezer Sanoshim, like I said before. Because in the Ezer Sanoshim, it's not in the Azara, because in the Azara, the Ezer Sisrael, the only one that was allowed to sit there is Malchus Beis David, and not a Kohen Gadol. Learned that from a pasuk in Shmuel. Therefore, he must not have been in the regular Azara, he was out in the Ezer Sanoshim, which is outside. So now he reads it standing. What does he read? V'kara Achremos v'achba be'asar. He reads Achremos, which is in Vayikra, and also Achba Asar Parshas Emor, also in Sefer Vayikra. Now, the way they used to do it is they had a meturgeman. After they would read, they'd had, by each pasuk, they had a translator that would translate in Aramaic. And even though they'd be rolling the Sefer Torah from Parshas Achremos to Emor, they can roll it quick enough by the time the meturgeman still didn't finish the last translation for the last pasuk from Achremos that they would read. Because if they had to wait for them to roll the Sefer Torah, that's a tircha de tzibura. And they would not allow that, because it's covered a tzibur. You're not supposed to make the whole tzibur wait. The goal of Sefer Torah, and now they would roll the Sefer Torah up, umanicho becheko, and they put it in the chest of the Kohen Gadol, he'd hold it closed. Va'omer yosmi masha karisi lefneichim kosav kan. And now he's preparing for what's coming next, and he says, you should know, everybody should know, that more than what I'm going to be reading for you now, bal peh, is written here. Because we don't want people to think that there's something puzzled with the Sefer Torah, because now he's not going to read from inside the Sefer Torah. The reason he's not is because the next thing he's going to read is in Sefer Bamidbar, and that would take actually a long time to roll, and because of Kavod HaTzibur, we don't want to make everybody wait, and now he's going to read it Baal Peh. And since he's reading it Baal Peh, he doesn't want people to think there's something wrong with the Sefer Torah, that's why he's reading it Baal Peh, so that's why he makes this little declaration. And he reads from Parshas Bamidbar Al Peh, because Malchus Shlomo brings this, Parsha deals with Karbonus. That's what he reads from. Aye, how can he read Dvarm Shebichsav Baal Peh? So this is brought up in that sugya. It's a big sugya. And Mefarshim explain, Magen Avraham brings Taisus that if it's impossible any other way, then it's mutter to read things Baal Peh. Muvarchal Hashmona Brachos. And the Kohen Gadol makes 8 brachos now in the Torah, Ala Torah.
Which is interesting because in Yuma, the Rav says it's both brachos. I guess that would be Asher Nosan Lanu Taras Emes, and then also Asher Bachar Banu. But here, he seems to go like the Shitas of Yushalmi that's brought by Rashi, that only one bracha was said, which is the bracha Shal Achreha, which is seemingly Asher Bachar Banu.
V'ala Voda, V'ala Hoda. The Rav says this is, like we say in Shmona Esser, it's say in Modim. V'al Mechilas Ha'avon. This is, the Rav says, is the Slach Lanu, we say. Also, all these are with the brachas that we say, like Chanan Amar B'Lislach, so on and so forth. V'al HaMikdash, he'd make a bracha for Hashras HaShchina. V'al Yisrael, special bracha for Klal Yisrael, to be Matzliach. V'al HaKohanim, the Rav points out that they should be blessed and their karbanos should be accepted. V'al Shar HaTfilah, first of all explains, it was a tefillah that Hashem should save every single individual from any of his tzaras. And then he ended off with Baruch Atah Hashem Shamei HaTfilah. This was the 8th bracha.